Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Relationship limbo. Oof. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. You're with somebody, but you don't know where you stand. Are they in? Are they out? Undetermined. Are you together? Are you broken up? What's going on here? Are you even in a relationship? Hey there, it's Susan Winter here, talking about that horrifically excruciating time period that, if you really trace it back, most all of you that are looking for answers on dating and relationship, it's really rooted in this. You don't know where you stand. You do not have the vital information from your partner that either defines the relationship, defines where it's going, or gives you the answers that you desperately need to stay in it. And in the meantime, you're living on fumes, anxiety, instability, insecurity. And you're not prone to being hysterical or reactive, but how can you feel calm and cool and relaxed when you don't know moment to moment what's going on? There are a number of reasons for this kind of instability that you are understanding is your current relationship. And I'm going to go over the different factors that create it and what your options are to handle it. One, you're newly dating. So you're kind of driving toward coupledom, but you're not there yet. And your partner hasn't really taken the time to define the relationship. That may be for their benefit. Maybe they're still seeing others. Maybe they don't know. Maybe they're doing comparison shopping. We don't know. So if they are hesitating, if they are unwilling, unable to define the relationship, if they deflect, avoid, or worse yet, tell you, I don't know, I'm thinking, it's early days, I'm not sure, we need to see where it goes, you need to counter with, what exactly is the point of your hesitation? What's the issue? Let's talk about it. If a person is hesitating and they can't talk about it and they can't give you an idea and they keep going back into the vagueness, you're in trouble. They either know and don't want to tell you, they're just running out the clock, and they really don't want to be with you, but they like sleeping with you, they like being with you, and they certainly like the attention that you give them and how powerful they feel for the fact that you're still hanging on. Or they really have an issue. So let's hope that they really have an issue. This is the time that you put it on the table and you say, let's talk about it. What are your fears? What are your concerns? Then the next thing you need to do is to determine, do I consider this valid fears? Or again, is this just stalling? They have a real fear. I had a bad breakup. Okay, let's talk about it. What frightens you most about a breakup? What do you need to feel stable and secure? How can I make you feel comfortable? You know, so this is where you start negotiating and start talking. So that's when you're defining the relationship. What about when you're in love with each other? You've got a relationship, you know you have it, and they're pulling away. Nobody has claimed they're breaking up yet. They're not exactly being direct about what's going on. You feel that shift. You know you're not crazy. You know them well enough now that you know something's up, and you've asked, but they're not talking. Now you're really scared because this means there's something they purposefully don't want to talk to you about. Or worse yet, they tell you that, oh, no. You're just misreading it. No, I was tired. You know, I hurt from the gym. I had my thoughts were with my business, whatever. So you're not buying it. You have to drive for the conversation. You may have to say, listen, if there's something that's really pivotal here, if I don't know what it is, we can't talk it through unless that's what you're truly aiming for. Because the way I'm reading it now, you're avoiding the conversation because you think that I can't handle it or you just don't want to see what happens when we have it. So let's be brave and let's talk. You know, so this should have been prefaced with when you first got to know each other, having what I call the honesty is okay conversation, which I advocate. It would get rid of so many problems. If from the very beginning when you're dating, you say, hey, look at, you know, let's just try and be honest with each other. I would rather have clarity and resolution, you know, than just kind of some vague something or other dragging out. All right. So that's when you're in the relationship and they're pulling away. What about when you're in a relationship and they've got an issue and they keep going back to this issue and they keep putting it in the center of the relationship and you've got answers, but they're not listening. And you keep going into a loop of you come to whatever the point is, this thing is not getting resolved. And you know, in your heart of hearts, you've done everything you can to get this thing resolved, to be, you know, explaining your position and how you can aid them, but they're not budging. And you really don't know from day to day, like, are we together? Are we broken up? We didn't resolve that problem, but you're still calling me and we're talking. I'm kind of afraid to ask you because if it's going, I don't want to make it bad, but I don't want to harp on it, but it hasn't gone away. Unresolved issues create this lingering kind of a stagnation, and you're not able to move forward. And the question is, does your partner want to clear this up? Is this their way of beginning the backpedaling so they can make an easy exit? Do they respond to you and get worried when you say, look, if we don't fix this, I don't have a choice. I can't keep coming back to this point of anxiety. This normally happens when you're trying to make future plans, when you are already in a relationship and there is a next phase, either it's marriage or moving in together, or just committing that, hey, we're just going to give it a shot. Are we in? But they keep coming back. They keep, something keeps coming up. It's this, it's that. I can't because of this. I can't because, you can only take it so long. And then you will become worn down by this issue, right? So at that point, I'm not saying play hardball, but you have to have a point where your patience is done or you're a patsy and they'll just keep doing it. You know, it's a very funny thing and you all know this. I'm sure that you've had threats to break up with somebody that was treating you poorly or just not prioritizing you. And you know, you said what you needed and said what you needed and said what you needed and they didn't hear you. But that door slams. Now they hear you, now, because they know that there is an action attached to the conversation. Their behavior has consequences. So you may want to ask yourself, out of all this relationship limbo, have I been the one enabling it? By my overly patient, overly generous, overly understanding your issue and being here to support you in that, have I just shot myself in the foot? Because now I'm the one who will wait while you dawdle, who will wait while you don't make a commitment, because I know I want one and you're not sure. And guess what? You don't have to decide if there are no consequences. So if you are at that point that your patience is exhausted, you may just want to say, you know what? I'm not going to do this. It's no longer I can't or I won't be able to. It is I am not going to do this. But one big, big, big word of advice, don't cry wolf. You never say those words until you are totally ready on the inside, not just the words on the outside, the inside to take that action. If you are not ready to walk and have it be done and your mind is set and that's it, don't even say it, okay? But if you get there naturally, like I have clients ask me, like, how long does it take before you know you have to leave? Because the weight of the lack of resolution becomes so heavy, so burdensome that you're just like, damn, I just want to get, I'm going for resolution, clarity, and if it's the end, it's going to be better than all this. So that is how you handle this kind of a loop of this relationship anxiety that you're going through, okay? Limbo is not good for your well-being. It's not good for your confidence. And quite frankly, with a mature partner who knows what they want, it doesn't happen. So while you are assessing your options as to how you can assist, never forget who you are in this process and what you deserve as a human being who's entered the world of love. The first one is you better vote for yourself while you are loving another. So I hope this has helped you. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. If you want to work this through and get it one and done, look for a consultation. Don't forget to see Breakup Triage. That's a great, great bit of, it's just like my favorite. It's 33 minutes of an audiobook that I made knowing that the first part of a breakup is really hard to handle. But if you're prepared for what you have to do to extricate yourself mentally from that and process it, you're going to be golden. And don't forget, this is also streaming on a podcast, so you can hear all of this material at your leisure. Thank you for joining me. And if you haven't already, please subscribe.